Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup!
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help.
At Almost Home, families find comfort support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing donations in your important time as a volunteer.
Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Hi, this is Peter Hook from Joy Division and New Order, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 Rock the House, baby.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Do you have a delay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. All right. We're turning off our headphones at the moment. Hayden,
yeah.
It's almost the end of the year. And we're going to tell people about some work we've done on end of the year wrap-ups. But today is not about that necessarily. Today, we're going to have a primarily Kingston band indie wake-up call, maybe wrapping up some songs that we enjoyed this year, but just in a general celebration of Kingston bands. It was a good year.
It was an excellent year for Kingston bands. And on the show today until 10 a.m., we're going to be celebrating all that happened.
And of course, we need visitors. We have some really top shelf visitors today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say that. They'll be in here very soon. We have Tiny Horse coming in. Did I tell you they're bringing their guitars?
Yes.
Yes, they're bringing their guitars. And they did put out a Christmas album a few years ago. So I gave them some requests. But if they're anything like me, maybe they just smile and like, sure, Cindy, that's great. And they'll play whatever they want. They can do whatever they want when they come into the Indie Wake Up Call. I would expect them to be on in about a half an hour or so, and then we'll just settle in. But before they come in, we're going to bring in Pat Murphy, who is a member of 80s Enough, who's opening for Tiny Horse at Stages this weekend. Now, you're not going to be here.
No.
And I feel like this is a tradition started by Sarah Harmer many years ago that there would be a very close to Christmas show at Stages, which all the townies love. And it's a charity event. And we usually have a good stack of our local bands, and it's a big reunion weekend. It will be packed. So very excited that Tiny Horse, I don't know if they've championed this again because it was gone during COVID. It seems to be back. We'll break that down with them. And finally, Cassador dropped a new song. Golden, mm-hmm. Did you hear it?
I haven't yet.
Okay, so we're going to play that later in the show. Cam's coming in right around 9:30, 9:45 to tell us all about Cassador, a band who's been great to us. We've had some fun with them this year. And what are some other local artists that you want to hear this morning? Do you have anything specific you'd like to hear?
Well, we've got that Wilderness album that came out.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Tiny Horse's Christmas album, but they also put out First Rodeo.
Yes.
Cassador has put out a lot of good stuff this year.
Oak Ridge Avenue.
Yeah, Oak Ridge Avenue.
Yeah, I was talking to Sean from Oak Ridge Avenue, and actually it's also on the 22nd. They'll be playing at the Toucan. So if everybody's at Stages, I mean, everybody ends up at the Toucan too, and it's a late show. I didn't realize this is a tradition that they like to do around Christmas, to do all covers one night. And they're doing all Kings of Leon.
And they like the Toucan.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
At the Toucan. So that's also like so many Christmas gifts to talk about. Also, Hayden, I want to get you going on a band called Slaves of Spanky.
Oh.
Just, I know. Legends around this radio station. They've been away for 8 years and they're up to something tonight at the Broom Factory. And I mean, we can't play pretty much all of their music on morning radio, but I'm going to try to find some little nuggets that we can throw in there to get everyone to just be so happy about the Christmas miracle of Slaves of Spanky coming back into Kingston for a show tonight at the Broom Factory. So lots to break down. This is a song that I want to get us started with, the Tragically Hip. We've talked about them a ton this year. We've had some great fun events with them too, but they finally released that song they performed in the documentary with Feist, singing It's a Good Life If You Can't Weekend. And that's off the album In Violet Light. So we're gonna start the show with that just to get us going. I mean, it's a mood. I don't want anybody to cry, but it's such a beautiful tribute. And with the band, you can hear them all in there. And if you haven't seen the documentary, it is a really high point in the documentary, which is, you know, in the sad point of the fourth episode, this really lifts everybody back up again. So
right. We're
gonna do that. And then I've got some Carnelian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They released a single that we all love this year. And there's some Oak Ridge Avenue from Wind Up Let's Go. And I think we can hit some First Rodeo for Tiny Horse before they get in here. I'm gonna choose a song that I think they're not going to sing. Let's see how that works out for us. All right.
Sounds good. I mean, if we're celebrating Kingston music, what a way to start it off.
Full account. chest there lies a treasure. When you look at me with that shot in your eyes.
Carnelian, and that was Susie. And what a great band. What a great song from them. We weren't sure what we were going to expect. We heard Susie a lot live over the years. So to get that song, it was wonderful. And overall, yes, exciting. Pat Murphy's going to be here soon. We're going to play some 80s music because 80s Enough is opening for Tiny Horse at Stages this weekend. So stick around. Here comes some more Kingston music. I know you love it.
the scene. You won't find them in magazines. It's not the stuff they like to read. Summer nights in the Western, chin wagging with your best friend. It doesn't matter what we do, it's always fun when I'm with you. We're not going down, we're going downtown. When you're dead. Summer nights in the West End, breaking hearts, crushing beer cans. You know how all my stories go. I change the names, but you still know. We're not going down, we're going downtown. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're not going down.
Driving Hayden crazy this morning. The show's been a little wonky, but now it's going to be really professional. Okay, the guests are here. Okay, Hayden's like, "What is playing on your phone?" He went away. The Wi-Fi cut out. Like, amazing. But that's live radio. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Cindy.
Now you've been here before.
Long time ago.
What was that like? What was going on when you were here last time?
Well, it looked very much the same.
Yeah. It's perfectly the same.
There was an event downtown, some fundraiser. Right now, I don't remember exactly. All right. You know what? It might have been Rock in the Big House.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I think I remember that now.
Yeah.
Amazing. But that's not why we're here.
No, not at all.
Okay. So
it's Christmas.
It's Christmas and we're all going to stages.
Yay.
I love this. Okay. So.
So do I.
So Sarah Harmer used to have a Salvation Army fundraiser every Christmas.
Correct.
It would be packed. I always called it Night of a Thousand Townies. It was amazing. And we kind of missed it over COVID. Something has happened, though. We've got another Christmas event at Stages with some of our favorite local bands, some kind of reunion type things going on.
Yeah, it's kind of some old guy cover bands and some young and up and comers, which is really good. I think it's a great mix.
Oh yeah, you got to keep the young ones in there. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Some of them need to be introduced to Stages. Some probably don't need to go back to Stages, but this Sunday, December 22nd, we're doing the Big Rock Show, a fundraiser for the Partners in Mission Food Bank here in Kingston. I know lots of people have already been giving money and food donations, but thinking about them beyond Christmas, more like January, February, they always need help. So we've got Tone Cats, 80s Enough, Luscious, and Tiny Horse.
Okay, so how did this all start?
Actually, interesting, a gentleman that used to play tunes right here, John Kerry, his grandson, Matt Sloboda, who works at Stages, asked if 80s Enough would play a gig. And I said, really, you want 80s Enough to play a gig at Stages? And then it sort of morphed from that. You know, I talked to some guys that used to do this other Christmas show, and they weren't, you know, they kind of passed the torch on. And I thought, let's do something different. Let's bring in some other bands and let's do a fundraiser for another great cause in Kingston.
So with the exception of the songs we're about to play, which are an ode to 80s Enough and some of the great songs you play, we are playing all Kingston bands today on the show. And I mean, Luscious, Tiny Horse, those are some younger bands. What are some other bands that you've been enjoying on the scene this year? Like if you're to think of like, because we love all the bands right now.
Yeah.
But what are you feeling out there?
I you know what? I see so many cover bands around that. That's why I'm really excited for Luscious and watching them more from covers to originals. And Tiny Horse, I'm just, they're so catchy and so good.
Yeah, we're going to see them in here any second now. And I'm so excited for the year that they've had too, right?
They've had an amazing year. And they're just, again, they're just, they're different. And I really like them. And I'm very excited that they're going to play the show. And I think it's a great place to showcase them to an older crowd, another Kingston crowd. A lot of people are coming up. I've been saying earlier that most people in Kingston wait till the last minute to buy tickets to an event. Stages is a big building. You know that, Cindy. You've been there. You've played many, many tunes there. But it's just people have bought a lot of tickets in advance. And I can't believe we already raised $7,500 for this event. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, yeah. And I do, like I joked, I'm like, everybody's going to be there. But I feel everybody's
going to be there.
Everybody is going to be
there.
And
if you're not, FOMO.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's break it down. I found the Billy Idol Rebel Yell
album. No, this is an 80s Enough song. We wrote this.
Okay, I remember you recorded it. I do know you recorded
it. We did record it.
At the bathhouse.
We did. Wow.
We know what's stuff in here. Okay, so question. Do you remember that he toured this album and played on campus?
Correct.
He played this tour on campus.
It's amazing, eh?
It's incredible that he rolled through town, played this, and then went off to like MTV fame. But yes, he absolutely toured this album on campus.
With that great hair.
Like, right across the street. He played
great hair.
What I like is he's still doing commercials with that hair. Like he couldn't change his hair.
No, he couldn't. No,
oh my God.
The same hair.
So the thing with 80s Enough is like when I have seen you, like, yes, it's a cover band and it's a lot of fun, but you guys do tackle some of the bigger guitar solos from the olden days. Like you do the My Sharonas and you do some of the more difficult stuff. Have you said to yourself, like, we want to take on a couple new songs, or is it like the fan favorites that everyone loves? Like, how do you guys work that out?
You know what? For this show and the timeline, and I mean, it's wide open for Tiny Horse. They've got the whole night at the end, right? So they're the final act, the big headliner. So for 80s Enough, it's just a lot of the drive home favorites straight in your face. And there's a couple new ones in there that everybody will know too. Martha and the Muffins is a really good song.
Oh my God, CanCon.
Yeah, so it'll be Murph and the Muffins that night. So it'll be good.
I don't know how I feel about that. All right, so I pulled out a ton of Journey albums.
Oh,
we have everything except Escape, but let's dig into that. We're going to play some Billy Idol.
Perfect.
And maybe one more. We'll see if we can fit in there. But Pat, it's always fun to see you. And yeah, we'll see you at Stages on the 22nd. Tiny Horse will be here any minute in the studio. They're bringing their guitars. Let's wake everybody up with some Billy Idol.
Thank you.
Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, you bought a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above.
are lonely, she's near to death. What set you free or brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more. Hey, to go from the 7-Eleven. Well, it's out all night, you collect it. This long, but don't mess up his head.
we play one more 80s song?
I'd love to.
All right, Pat Murphy from 80s Enough, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Yeah, that was crazy. But one more. I do love me some Rick Springfield. Jesse's Girl. And I see Thanks. Tiny Horse are in the building, so they'll be in soon.
They're going to be amazing Sunday night.
What an indie wake-up call this morning. Thanks for coming in. Here comes Rick.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Tell you
if we're straying, but if I'm your favorite, wait and tell.
against my better judgment. I won't tell her where I'm at. If it's need to know, then I can share the facts. But as time goes by, it started getting hazy. I'm sorry if that sounds real bad. I'd understand if you just told me off. Talk for hours. Play another tune. Drive you in my car. Does your mother like me so far? Sun that breathes the grass, I will never pass. 'Cause honey, I can't focus in class.
Here to make sure everything's okay. Is that the energy we've been projecting all morning? Everything is okay.
Like I said, it's the last show before Christmas, oh so we're God. Just having fun. Oh and we're God. Celebrating Kingston bands and Kingston music of 2024. And who better to have on the show for that purpose than Tiny Horse? How's it going, guys?
Hi, folks.
Hi, good morning.
Tiny Horse is in here, as we just spoke about their show is coming up at Stages on Sunday. That big Christmas exciting event. What's the preparation been like for this for you guys?
Well, first off, we can't believe that we're playing the Stage Rage. This has been a long time goal of ours since we were 18 years old, waiting in our mini skirts in line.
The preparation's been years in the making.
It's been years in the making. We've got our polar bear shots ready. We've got our...
Yes, finally, it's all come to this.
It's here. No, it's been good. We've got a fun show on Saturday in Waterloo where we're playing with our friend JJ Wild. And then we've got the show in Kingston on Sunday. And yeah, we are big Christmas fans, should we say?
I would say that's correct.
Our first album that we ever put out was a Christmas album, which I think we might be the first band to ever do that.
It was a good one. We love to hear.
And we play it once a year and we're so excited to play it. So
yeah, it's going to be very fun.
It is one of those things though, where we don't play the songs except for in December. So
it's, we relearn them every year.
Yeah.
It's not like they're that difficult.
They're not that hard, but every year it's like we didn't even write them, you know,
we're starting from scratch every year. We're
How do we play it? Yeah. So playing at Stages, if you ever hear the show here, I'm like, I'm very pro bands at Stages.
Totally.
Love bands at Stages.
Yep.
But these are all locals and friends and other musicians. And like, there'll be like shouting out and it's not like when you go out of town.
No.
Especially this weekend. Like there's going to be a bit of fire in the crowd and excitement. But like, again, in preparation, there's that as well, right?
Totally. And it's really awesome because I feel like both Ray and I have like all of our families are in town right now. So it's going to be like a real holiday party.
It's going to really feel like the who's of Whoville.
Yeah. And I was saying like, you know, Hayden student, I'm trying to describe it to him and it's just indescribable.
Right.
Like, and I think the Stages staff that are left there that night too, like they're locals as well. Like they're the children of a lot of people who are on stage. Like it's hilarious, but also for charity. And I've heard that the ticket sales have already been red hot. Like Pat was just saying $7,500 has already been raised for the food bank.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So good. And it falls on sort of a memory we have of Sarah Harmer kind of doing this over there. Did you ever go to any of those shows that Sarah put on?
Yeah, I went like a few years, like maybe like 2 or 3 years, like in my early like 19 to like 21, 22. And I felt like I loved it. Me and my brother would go. It was kind of like a little tradition that we would have. And I think it was at Blue Martini at the time when I was going to it. But yeah, I loved it. So it's super cool that we're a part of it now.
I know. And
Can't believe it.
It's going to be a smorgasbord evening because it's a bit of an, I don't think you'll ever see this lineup again.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
It's across the board.
We just heard about the lineup from our previous guest, but it's like, You've got something for literally everyone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tone Cats come out first, right?
Yeah.
Tone Cats. That's going to be great. Like, I think that's like, they'll be great for our first, you know, people that want to get on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. But then Brielle's going to come out and like destroy everybody. Like, it's going to be so great. She's a great friend of us here at CFRC as well. Now, we are playing all Kingston bands this morning, with the exception of those 80s bangers we played with Pat.
Yep.
But that counts for his band, you know.
Totally counts for his band. And he told me he wrote Rebel Yell for Billy Idol, but I don't know if that is true. Anyway, what a big year for you guys. Like, really, like, you guys have had a fantastic year. Like, we've been constantly playing your songs. How's it going now coming into 2025, looking ahead of you? Like, this has been something for you guys.
I know. It's been such an amazing year. And I feel like, so our album came out in June and that was sort of like a year and a half in the making. And we had an amazing summer. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're looking back on this year and I feel like we've just gotten a lot better. Like, our live show's gotten a lot better. We've played with like a bunch more musicians.
We've written a bunch of songs. Like, we've written so many songs this year too, which has been really good for us. And we're excited to just start fresh.
Does the album release and all that excitement create the energy to write more songs? Clearly that's what it sounds like. Like, all of that was inspiration.
I think a lot of it too is like, you have to get out the first album because that's what you've been playing for like 4 years. And then we're like, okay, everybody wants these recordings. And now we're really excited to move forward kind of with our new stuff. So we've been in the studio again. We're recording 2 new songs right now. So hopefully those will be out in early 2025. And we're definitely doing a little bit of a different direction. Like, we're working with a new producer. We've got different influences kind of coming into it. And then, yeah, I just feel like the song makeup, I feel like Ray and I are just kind of, our songwriting together is developing, and it's making for some interesting music. So, yeah.
Well, we love your shows. I think we were telling you off the air that we've been working on our year end wrap ups of all sorts of different things, and your album release tonight extravaganza was definitely in a lot of our thoughts. Like, we brought those 2 nights up because some of us went to the one night, some of us went to both, and take me back to this decision to have 2 different themes. Cause you just said theme and that made me think about that album launch. You're like, we're gonna do one night country. It was one night country.
Yeah.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
And then the other night was disco.
Disco. Yeah.
Totally. Of course I went to disco night.
Yeah.
I was out there in a pink cowboy hat.
It was so good. What do you think of moving ahead in terms of themes and performances like that? Because that was a success.
Totally.
It was a huge success.
We were like, couldn't believe it.
Were you worried?
The amount of support. Oh, for sure.
Like, oh my gosh. We thought we'd been off way more than we could chew.
Oh my God. Like, the first show went so well and we were like, no one's going to come. What if no one comes to the second night? Like, everyone already came. How are we going to do this again? But we've had so much support from the community and our like friends and family and just new fans that have showed up for us too, which has been amazing.
One thing that I am like really proud of as a band is that we've kind of like created this sort of like little culture of the show is like, it's going to be a show. Like, it's like, you're going to dress up. We try to like have it. It's almost like this, a bit of a slide into theater too, where we just want it to be like, feel pretty slick and have momentum, and I don't know, feel special. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with just getting up there and doing it, but I think
just like memorable moments, like some fun things that we can sprinkle in to just make it a little bit more than just a concert.
Yeah. And what sort of looking forward, one thing that we're really hoping to like add or develop in the set is obviously Ray and I do a lot of the singing, but Harvey and Julia are both
super talented vocalists.
And we're kind of incorporating their voices a lot more into it. So it's sort of this like, we're thickening up the vocals. And I don't know, I feel like focusing a bit more on like harmony and using our voices as instruments without hitting in glee territory. There's always a fine line.
That's never thought.
It's, I know, a four part harmony goes cheesy pretty quickly, but
I mean, we just played Journey.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of focusing a bit on that and making it more, I don't know, I feel like we always sort of use Fleetwood Mac as a bit of an example, and those songs where everybody is singing, I think, are some of their strongest. And so yeah, we're kind of adding that a bit more.
Yeah, using what we have.
And we got a lot of nice people around us.
Well, speaking of said Christmas album, I asked you to come in. I didn't ask for you to necessarily sing, because I've said off the air that I don't like to ask singers to sing in the morning. Sometimes that's difficult. But it sounds like you guys are early risers.
I am.
Kira's okay.
Not, but
Kira, you look like you've been up for hours. Amazing. But you did bring a guitar there, I see. And we're going to get some music, and are we going to get a Christmas song?
Yeah, we're going to be playing a song called You Feel Like Home from A Tiny Horse Christmas. And that's for you, Ray.
Tiny Horse Christmas is an album. I just want to let's remind everyone that it's out there. And if you want to find out more about the band, obviously come to Stages on December 22nd. But yeah, the catalog's great. And we just look forward to more of you guys in 2025. So thanks for dropping in.
Thank you for your endless support. And we know that you guys play us more than anyone. Any other place on the air.
So we appreciate
it. And
that.
We really do appreciate it. It makes us feel
all right.
Legit.
Yeah.
You
are.
Thank you.
It's special. All right. Thanks so much, Tiny Horse. We'll see you on the 22nd. And let's enjoy some live music on the Indie Wake Up Call.
Ooh, maybe we should hang some lights.
Ooh,
sing along to Silent Night.
Ooh,
how is this your favorite song? We drank a glass of eggnog.
Ooh,
crack a box of After Eight.
Ooh,
Jim Carrey's Grinch is great.
Ooh,
this is my favorite day. Wait.
You feel like home. You kiss me out in the snow. You don't need no mistletoe. You feel